This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, How Did the Trinity Develop? Tracing the Journey from Scripture to Doctrine. It offers a simplified overview of how the doctrine of the Trinity emerged, from biblical foundations to the early church councils and the writings of key church fathers who shaped Christian understanding of God's triune nature. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, appendices, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to examine the historical and theological details in greater depth. D. Jean Williams, Jr., Ph.D., Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church Introduction. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is central to the Christian faith. It's the belief that God exists as one being but three distinct persons who share the same divine nature. Understanding this truth was not always easy, even for the early church. It took time, prayer, and debate for Christians to fully define the nature of the Trinity. This paper offers a simple guide to how the church came to understand and teach that Jesus is fully God, and that the Holy Spirit is also a divine person. These truths were affirmed through key church councils and defended by early Christian leaders. Even today, the doctrine of the Trinity shapes how we know God and how we live out our faith. Early questions and challenges. The Bible teaches both the oneness of God and the divine nature of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But early believers needed to answer a big question: how can Jesus be God and how does the Holy Spirit fit into this picture? If not handled correctly, these ideas could be misunderstood, causing confusion or even leading to false beliefs. This journey to clarity started with the church fathers, early Christian leaders who helped explain the faith. Let's look at a few of them and their contributions. Key Christian leaders and their contributions. 1. Ignatius of Antioch. Ignatius, a church leader, emphasized that Jesus was both fully human and fully divine. He stressed the importance of holding to the true nature of Jesus, opposing ideas that denied either his divinity or humanity. 2. Justin Martyr. Justin was one of the first to talk about Jesus as the Logos, the eternal Word of God who became human. He helped the early church understand that Jesus wasn't just created by God but was always with God from the beginning. 3. Irenaeus of Lyons. Irenaeus focused on how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together in creation and salvation. He taught that these three are united in purpose and essence, already showing early hints of what would later be called the Trinity. For Theophilus of Antioch. Theophilus was the first known Christian writer to use the word trios to describe God. He wrote about God, His Word, and His wisdom, presenting an early understanding of a triadic relationship within the Godhead. Though his concept was not fully developed, his work helped set the stage for later Trinitarian thought by recognizing a distinction within God's nature. 5. Tertullian. Tertullian is credited with coining the word Trinity to explain how God exists as one being in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He helped explain that each person of the Trinity is distinct but fully united in their divine nature. The first major council, Nicaea. The first big debate about the Trinity happened at the Council of Nicaea. Teacher named Arius argued that Jesus was created by God and not fully divine. Church came together to settle this disagreement and declared that Jesus is fully God, equal to the Father. They used the term homoousios, meaning that the Son is of the same substance as the Father. This council gave us the Nicene Creed, which affirms, "We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. True God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father." This declaration preserved the truth that Jesus is not a lesser God or created being but fully and eternally divine. The second major council, Constantinople. The church faced another challenge after Nicaea. Some groups began to question whether the Holy Spirit was fully divine. They believed the Spirit was more like a force or power, rather than a person of the Trinity. At the Council of Constantinople, the Church confirmed that the Holy Spirit is both a person and fully God, just like the Father and the Son. They expanded the Nicene Creed to include, "We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified." This decision solidified the understanding that the Holy Spirit is co-equal with the Father and the Son. Concept of perichoresis, God's perfect relationship. After these councils, Christian thinkers reflected deeply on the relationships within the Trinity. One key idea that emerged was perichoresis, a Greek word meaning mutual indwelling. It describes how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit live in perfect unity and love, fully sharing in each other's life and being. This concept reminds us that the Trinity isn't just about doctrine but about relationship, a model for the unity and love that believers should share with one another. The legacy of the Nicene and Constantinopolitan creeds. These two councils, Nicaea and Constantinople, gave the Church the foundation it needed to clearly express the doctrine of the Trinity. Their decisions protected the truth of the deity of Christ and the personhood of the Holy Spirit. The Nicene Creed continues to be a core statement of Christian faith today, affirming what we believe about God. Why the Trinity matters today. The doctrine of the Trinity is not just a historical curiosity, it's essential for our faith and relationship with God. It shapes how we understand who God is and how He works in the world. In worship, knowing that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are equally God means we can worship and trust each person of the Trinity fully. In salvation, Jesus' divinity matters because only God Himself could pay for our sins and bring us back to Him. In community, the unity of the Trinity gives us a picture of how Christians should live in love, unity, and mutual service. Conclusion: the journey to understand and explain the Trinity was not easy, but the early church leaders and councils faithfully defended the truth. Today we benefit from their hard work, knowing that God is one in essence but three in persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This doctrine reminds us that God is not distant but deeply relational. He invites us to know Him through the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, three in one, forever. Further reading. González Sustoil. The Story of Christianity. Lethem Robert. The Holy Trinity, in Scripture, History, Theology, and Worship. Torrance Thomas F. Christian Doctrine of God, One Being Three Persons. The Nicene Creed.